Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham, and it is me, Ahmed. Ahmed, do you know why we're here? I have no idea. We are introducing a compilation video of a bunch of our clips and our stand-up stuff, the mini holiday specials and the Christmas specials throughout the years. That's right, yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this. I am looking forward to it, to seeing all you insiders laugh about what happens during the Christmas time. Yes, yes. And Ahmed, I'm very interested in your hat. Oh, this is my Santa hat. Do you like it? It's not Santa. Yes, it is. No, it is my Santa hat. I got it at the store in West Hollywood, and the guy told me that it is the perfect Santa hat. It is joyful and gay. Yep. Is it joyful?
It is.
And gay? Yep. Okay, there you go. Ta-da! Merry Christmas!
I bet you love the holidays. I bet you're an idiot. Come on, what's your favorite Christmas carol?
My favorite Christmas carol.
That's right.
In one that makes me feel joy and hope and a beautiful peace inside.
That's right.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That's not a Christmas carol.
Just imagining fills me with great joy.
Well, I'm happy to see you dressed for the occasion.
Me? I didn't do this. You did this to me. Well, he takes us on the tour with us and plays Dolly freaking dress up.
No, I don't.
No one can hear us scream.
That's not true.
He's touching us again.
Stop it. You look great for the occasion.
What occasion?
This is our Christmas special. And this special is going to be on Amazon Prime.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're going to deliver the special and leave it on everyone's front porch? Inside another box that's 10 times the size it needs to be. Then some jerk comes along and steals it off the porch and I have to order it all over again.
You know, Amazon makes things very convenient.
Yeah, and how lazy have we gotten? I mean, seriously. I need a toothpick. I think they're upstairs. Nah, it's too far to walk. I'll just order it on Amazon. Let's see, 2 cents for a toothpick and $29 for shipping. Done.
Walter.
Then 5 minutes later, it's at my front door.
Yeah,
there. Oh, look, they shipped me my toothpick in a box the size of a f***ing Yugo.
A Yugo, that's your reference?
I guess you'd prefer a Prius.
That was a long time ago.
You are forever damaged, my friend.
Look, our special's going to be on Amazon Prime, the subscription service.
Oh, good. So we can subscribe, watch the special, then quickly unsubscribe so they won't charge us.
That's not the best way to save money.
Says the guy who owned a Prius. A blue Prius.
Well, Jeff, I really like what you've done with the place.
Thanks, Papa Jay.
He's putting up plastic because last year at Christmas dinner, Bubba Jay thought the horseradish was mashed potatoes.
I thought I'd been poisoned. I might have even hurled, but I don't remember.
I remember. All right, I'll be back. I'm going to go check on the turkey, and I have a big surprise for you guys.
Hey, when I was a kid, we had a couch in the kitchen covered in plastic just like this.
You had a couch in the kitchen?
Yeah, and if we were hot and sweaty and Dad hit the brakes, we'd slide off the couch and smash into the back of his seat.
I remember when I could sweat.
That's when Dad used only four-letter words, all adjectives and no preservatives.
I miss my skin.
No skin, no sweat, but you still smell like an explosion. How the hell does that happen?
I may not have skin, but it's better than being wrinkled, pink, and squishy.
Oh, great. Now I have a picture of naked Walter in my head.
Let's see if it matches the one in my wallet.
You have naked pictures of Walter?
Yeah, sorry, Walter. It was my shower cam,
You are what?
My shower cam, I was taking naked pictures of myself, naked, for FarmersOnly.com, and I forgot to take out the camera, and it was on auto zoom take video wiener pics, but it's okay, because TMZ paid me a lot of money for yours, Walter.
You sold them to TMZ?
No, they paid me a lot of money for yours to be deleted.
Oh.
Dude, they practically begged me.
This is all making me sick to my stomach. I do not wish to toss my cookies like my daughter did at her quinceañera.
Please don't talk about throwing up again. Our holidays always end with someone around here doing the Technicolor yawn.
Technicolor yawn. Guilty. Yay for family tradition. Maybe not.
Hey, since we didn't do it at Thanksgiving, why don't we all go around the table now and say what we're thankful for?
Aw, oh, please, not this.
I'll go first. I am thankful for the color purple.
Oh, I hate this every year.
I'm also thankful that Ariana Grande is single again and that my Tinder account was swiped right 8 times last week. That's right, 8 times in 9 days, my dudes. Do the math.
256? No, 625. Math is easy.
I'm also thankful for never getting in trouble for not wearing pants.
Where's my shower cam when you need it?
Okay, who wants to go now?
Me next.
Good. Let's get this out of the way.
Let us close our eyes in prayer.
Not one of us can close our eyes.
Good point.
Someone should talk to Jeff about that detail.
Dear baby Jesus, I'm thankful for my 3 dogs, Bud, Miller, Miller Lite, and Captain Morgan. I'm also thankful for my favorite foods, gravy, biscuits, biscuits and gravy, grits, grits and gravy, sausage gravy, and sausage gravy with biscuits and grits. But they never have to be in that order.
Peanut, this is your fault.
What?
We're going to be here for days.
I'm also thankful for my best friends in the whole world, Peanut, Jose, Ahmed, and Jeff. I'm also thankful for...
Hey, are we forgetting someone?
Nope. Oh, what else? Oh, beer, NASCAR, hot cousins, really hot cousins, toilets with plumbing, Febreze body sprays, and my life coach, Clyde. Thank you, Clyde.
Indubitably, Bubba J. A bit more work to do with you, but carry on.
Who the hell is that guy?
He's the guy in Jeff's closet.
Roar!
Silence! My turn.
Almost. Wait, did I say gravy? Oh, I'm thankful for gravy. And Ariana Gravy. Yeah, Ariana Gravy.
Grande.
No, gravy. I'd sop her up with a biscuit.
Ahmed, you're thankful for something?
No, I'm just going to lose it if the redneck says gravy one more time.
Come on, you have to be thankful for something.
No.
What about your family?
Okay, yes, maybe my family.
Your wife?
Vizuz. Wife vizuz. Wife vizuz.
Yes, I'm thankful that my wives keep their faces covered. Oh, and I'm thankful for the DTSG.
The DTSG?
The Dead Terrorist Support Group. We have a blast. That's our slogan. We have a blast. Get it?
Good Lord, can we wrap this up?
No, it is still my turn.
I am also thankful for hot glue.
What?
Hot glue fixes stuff, like my foot. Not kidding, Jeff once repaired my foot with hot glue.
That was duct tape.
Silence!
I will go now, senor. I am thankful for my steak. It has held me up. I'm also thankful for tequila. It has made me fall down.
I'll drink to that.
And finally, I am thankful for my jalapeno wife, Honesty.
She is hot.
Papa Jay!
What? Last year at our holiday party, she gave me one of those awkward acquaintance hello kisses where you kind of hug and kind of kiss, but you don't exchange fluids, you know, like an oil change. Except this time, I forgot I wasn't Italian and I kissed her lips.
Papa Jay, ixnay on the hot hay.
Yeah, I got some of her hot juice.
I'm going to stab you with my stick.
I want to kill him first. That's what I want for Christmas.
Stick a fork in me. I'm done.
We are done until we all participate. Walter, it's your turn. We could ask Papa Jay about his favorite foods again.
Gravy. I love me some gravy.
Okay, I'll go. All right. I'm thankful for free samples at Costco, cars that never have to be plugged in, and for the children who assembled my iPhone.
I'm sorry I asked.
You started it. I'm gonna finish it. I'm thankful for holidays where I don't have to go around a table and BS about my feelings. I'm thankful for my new medical plan called Look It Up on WebMD, dumbass. A big thank you for dogs that greet me without shoving their faces into my nuts, and thanks for the guy that invented shirts you can wear untucked.
That guy stole my idea. See?
And thanks for my friends Peanut, Ahmed, Jose, and Jeff, but not Bubba J.
What'd I do?
In your big list of friends, you left me out.
That is not true.
Oh, really? Hey, camera guy, can you rewind that thing? All right, let's go to the tape.
I'm also thankful for my best friends in the whole world, Peanut, Jose, Ahmed, and Jeff.
Now what do you have to say?
Please pass the biscuits.
I'll pass the biscuits, you moron.
Thanks, Walter.
That was amazing.
Stay out of this, Brazil nut.
Really, Walter? Corn on the cob? I will kick your ass!
Incoming! Ha ha, you missed.
Bring it on, bitch!
You know I hate pasta, you little purple idiot! What the hell?
What the hell?
You want the truth? You throw your gun!
Come on! You throw like a girl! You are a girl! Your mother's a girl! Your little purple cum girl!
This is not going to end well.
Great, I'm talking to giant grizzly.
Delicious! You didn't bring any biscuits, did you?
No, senor.
Grits?
No.
Damn.
Senor Ahmed has...
Hold that thought. I'm going for a biscuit. You need anything?
But Senor Ahmed has...
I'll be right back. Now, where are those biscuits? A bomb! Oh, you sunk my battleship. Ahmed has a...
bomb. See, I know, senor. This is what I have been trying to tell you.
Go without me, Jose. I'll never make it. I'm completely blind. Wait, Jose. Tell your jalapeno wife I love her.
I will kill you.
We will kill you.
Butter.
Moron, take this! Oh, crap!
What? Oh, he's behind me, isn't he?
Jeff.
He did it.
Well, at least nobody brought up politics.
Bon appetit!
Silence! How dare you!
You know, I don't think Jose celebrates Christmas.
No?
He said, no, they do something called Navidad. With some chick named Phyllis.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, that b-
That means Merry Christmas in Spanish.
Olé.
Here he is,
Jose Jalapeno.
And Merry Christmas.
Gracias, senor. It's good to see both Senor Dunham and Peanut.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about Christmas.
I love Christmas.
What the hell is Christmas?
It's not Christmas.
No, it was Christmas.
Are you making fun of my accent? Yes.
I understand you guys just went on your first ski trip.
Yes, Jose and Ahmed saw snow for the first time ever.
How was the skiing?
Great.
I had to snowboard.
Stick. So, Jose, did you dress warmly for the trip?
Sí.
What'd you wear?
A scarf. And one boot.
I told him he should have just worn a garden hose.
All right, so how did the trip go?
It was a disaster.
Really?
Sí.
What happened?
Ahmed broke his leg. The bone was sticking out.
It's always sticking out.
You put a splint on it?
Of course.
What'd you use?
Me.
So when did this happen?
During the avalanche.
Avalanche?
Ahmed started it.
We told him not to bring that bomb.
Had a bomb?
On the stink.
And why did Ahmed have a bomb?
I think he's a workaholic.
So what happened after the avalanche?
We are trapped in the snow for 3 days.
Wow. Did you have anything to eat?
A jalapeno.
You're a sick bastard.
We were finally rescued by a Saint Bernard.
But the dog took Ahmed and buried his ass.
And his head and his feet. It was hilarious.
Why didn't you help Ahmed?
We were laughing too hard.
I want to get back to Christmas. Okay, Jose, how do you celebrate the holidays?
We wake up in the morning, and then they take a nap.
I'm kidding. I know they work very hard. They run to the border and decorate all the barbed wire.
Jose does not run to the border.
You're right. He goes, doing, 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 doing.
Jose, what does Christmas mean to you?
It's the day Jesus was born.
Right.
I didn't know your gardener was born on Christmas. Jesus, happy birthday, man! Don't know you can skip the leaves.
Jose, what do you want for Christmas?
I think he needs a bigger stick.
That's not what your mother said.
Christmas is my favorite time of year. It's all about loving your fellow man. Really? Yes.
Oh, does your wife know that?
What? That's a shocker. You should be upfront with Audrey about that. I had no idea. She's gonna be like, Jeff, why do you now like the hot dogs more than the honey baked ham?
The honey baked ham?
They know what I'm talking about.
All right.
It's warm.
That's enough. Okay.
Hey, in this movie, do we get presents?
I don't know.
Come on. Presents are the best part about Christmas.
Well, you know, Bubba J, it is better to give than to receive.
Yes, especially when you're in prison. No honey baked ham. All right. It's more like a rump roast.
Will you stop? I'm so sorry. This is not my fault.
Walter's Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through my house, no family was stirring, all drunk and passed out. They'd hung their stockings by my chimney with care, but I'd switch them out with my wife's underwear. My dumb next-door neighbors were asleep in their beds, but their dog kept on barking. I'm sad he's not dead. I hate this whole season, all the presents to wrap. How fun is this for me? Like a bad spinal tap. But out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I bounced off my wife, 'cause she'd gotten much fatter. I tried to get past her, tripped over the trash. Oh, great, she looks mad now. Here comes her hot flash. A tune started playing outside in the snow. Out the window I saw him. He called out, "Hey, bro." And what to my wandering eyes was quite clear, a big happy black dude and his case of light beer. He was driving a sleigh, but that can't be Saint Nick. Is that really him now? Or just his sidekick? "Yes, I'm Kris Kringle," the guy up and sang. "And those are my reindeer. It ain't no big thing." An actor? A rapper? Please tell me it's fiction. Confound it, it's stupid. Who gave him permission? Not the top of my porch. Now to whom must I call? Hurry up, Trump. You must build that big wall. A bit peeved, and before I could ascertain why, they zoomed quite unstoppable right through the sky. Right up to my housetop the hooligans flew, with a sleigh full of toys and Black Nicholas too. My grandson was tinkling, the dog that went woof, 'cause up in the ceiling we heard some big hoofs. I spit out my cornbread and said, "Hit the ground!" Out the chimney Saint Nicholas came. He was brown! Brother dressed all in fur really was a good look, besides being tarnished with ashes and soot. He had all the toys in his oversized pack. This dude was so huge, I thought he was Shaq. Dark eyes? Wait, they twinkled. His dimples were merry. Yeah, I felt kind of bad. This wasn't so scary. His face looked quite happy, with kind of a glow. I felt I should give him my best old Bordeaux. He had not a pipe stuck between his white teeth, just a big giant smile. My grandson said, "Sweet." Of course he was fat, with a big old pot belly, and his boots were well used, so I'm sure a bit smelly. He was chubby and plump, and I said to myself, in the dark he's the same as any old elf. A wink and we knew, no, there's nothing to dread. We'd rather have him than some white cracker head. He spoke not a word, but then started to smirk. We saw all the panties. Yeah, me, that's my work. He then spread his presents, gave three ho-ho-hos, last giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, it was now very clear. What does it matter? He could be from Zaire. Then I heard him exclaim, "Dude thought I was white. Merry Christmas to y'all, yo. Don't be so uptight." Merry Christmas.
So, Walter, you look very festive. Happy holidays. You're really going to try this, aren't you? Happy holidays. I am not doing any Christmas crap. It'll be fun. What? Fake it. Does your wife do that too? Well, you know, it used to hurt my feelings. Now I realize it's just a great time saver. We're done. Where's the remote? We just do this? Okay, well, start over.
Okay.
Hey, Walter.
Yes, what is it, Jeff?
Sorry, I can't act worth You look very festive. Happy holidays. What? Happy holidays. You know, I've been wanting to say this for a couple of years now. Screw you, it's Merry Christmas. You know, Walter, there are people of other faiths, and they're wrong. Wait a minute. What if somebody walked up to you on the street and very sincerely said to you, Happy Kwanzaa? What would you do?
First, I'd purchase them an eye color chart. Then I'd throw away the champagne and pull out the frickin' malt liquor. Ho, ho, yo, yo.
I understand.
Word.
Word?
Do you feel me?
Do you know what you're talking about?
The shizzle.
Where did you learn all this?
My cable docs got stuck on the DET network. I learned a lot of new stuff. Apparently now I'm ghetto fabulous. Chill, home dog. I'm finna bust a cap on your ass. Cracker. Nice badunkadunks. Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than a woman's nice badunkadunk. And I... She looks familiar. Turn around. I think she's my screensaver.
Do you know we're making a Christmas movie?
Is it one of those horrible sappy ones on the Hallmark Channel that make me want to dropkick a cat?
No, like I said, it's our version of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Any big stars in this movie?
Well, I'll be in it.
So that would be no. Anybody else?
Look, in the story, Tiny Tim is dying.
Aw, how come?
Well, you wrote his jokes?
That's funny crap right there. That's a good one. I got you there. Does this Tiny Tim have a job?
No.
So he's unemployed and he's a foreigner. Bust him to California. They'll love his ass. And Tiny Tim needs medical help?
Yeah, some kind of operation.
Oh, so then Tiny Tim becomes Tiny Tina?
Why don't we talk about Christmas carols? Maybe you could sing one at the end of the movie.
What? I don't know any Christmas carols.
I bet you know more than you think.
I don't know.
I'll give you a line or two of the song, and I think the rest will just pop into your head.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
Oh, holy night.
I think you're out of tune.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
No one knows what the heck a bough is.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Who is herald and is he a queen?
Oh, come all ye faithful.
I can't believe you said that.
Silent night.
Your hearing ain't right.
What child is this?
With Maury Povich.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
If you're wearing them, you're gay.
No! God rest ye merry gentlemen.
The hookers went away.
Do you hear what I hear?
Nope, you have voices in your head.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
Thank you, Viagra.
Say goodnight, Little Jeff.
Thanks, everybody!
Yeah! That's Little Jeff.
Jay, we've been on tour quite a while, and you've been having fun, haven't you?
Oh, I've been having lots of fun there. I like getting on a bus and touring around. I've made some friends.
You do like Guitar Guy.
Yeah, he become a buddy. I like that Guitar Guy. He's fun.
And so, haven't you been working on something with him?
Yeah. Hi, Guitar Guy.
He's 30. All right, let's do the song.
Okay, here we go. You're gonna like this song. Go ahead, Guitar Guys. Okay. It's Christmas. Okay. Oh, say, can you see? Yankee Doodle. Freebird.
What's wrong?
I've forgotten the memorized words.
Well, I have a piece of paper here. I happen to write down the words for you.
Okay.
On the back of your letter.
Oh, good. Okay, hang on. Let me see. Okay, okay. Okay, I got it.
All right.
Okay. I got my dog in a six-pack inside my truck. My wife rides in the back because she won't shut up. There's a deer in the headlights, and though it might be a sin, I gun the motor and run over him. It's a roadkill Christmas. Venison pre-tenderized. It's a roadkill Christmas. 'Cause they freeze when the lights hit their eyes. She loaded him into the back of the truck. I was driving us home, that's when he done woke up. I couldn't believe what I saw in my rear view mirror. My wife was a-wrestling with a mad deer. It's a roadkill Christmas. She had 50 pounds over him. It's a roadkill Christmas. It was no time till she had him pinned. By the time we got home, he was her pet. that night he slept on my side of the bed. I had to spend the night out in my truck, but I had some beer, so I didn't give a darn.
That was close.
I know, I almost said damn.
A couple days later, I made him a deal. If he worked for me, then he would not be my next meal. I covered his antlers with foil, and then I plugged the TV cable into his rear end. It's a roadkill Christmas. Every Sunday he's up on my roof. It's a roadkill Christmas. I get NASCAR in the NFL too. It's a roadkill Christmas. That dumb deer changed my life. It's a roadkill Christmas. Next time I'll run over my wife.
That's Brian and greetings and ho ho ho! Merry Christmas, infidels!
Ahmed, why do you have on that hat?
I am Santa Claus!
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. We are in the movie A Christmas Carol, and I am here, Santa Claus, to bring Christmas joy to all the evil infidel children around the world.
Okay, in the story A Christmas Carol, there is no Santa Claus.
What is that line from that old movie Miracle on 34th Street? Oh, yes. Yes, Virgin, there is a Santa Claus.
Ahmed?
Santa! And I am right here.
Ho, ho, ho. Virgin, you need a ho. Ahmed?
I am Santa, and I have a Christmas song to sing to Scrooge.
Well,
it's called Deck the Hell.
La la, death to my pal Ebenezer. Tha la 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 la, bye bye. You will soon be one dead geezer. Tha la 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 la, you'll fry. You can help that tiny Timmy. Tha la 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 la, or turn blue. Take it from me, the Grim Reaper. Tha la 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 la, I kill you. Well, Ahmed, what do you think about becoming an actor?
I will not do nude scenes. It's not funny! When I say I'm all bone, it is not what you think.
So, are you familiar with A Christmas Carol?
Is she really angry like Christmas Karen?
That's a different thing.
I hope so. I'm scared of that crazy lady.
Do you know who visits Scrooge in the middle of the night?
72 virgins.
No, Scrooge gets woken up in the middle of the night by three different folks.
Oh, SEAL Team 6? I knew a guy that happened to.
Yeah?
Did not end well for him.
No, you're talking about Osama.
Yes, that was awful what happened.
Well,
bitch owed me money!
I'm so happy that Santa's on his way. Been waiting all year long for Christmas Day. I feel alive when I look up to the sky.
So why is the camera here?
Well, Jack and James are going to be here.
Yeah, and I want to practice how I talk to them as Santa Claus. This is going to be fun.
For who? Isn't this how Michael Jackson got started?
This is the worst Santa costume ever.
What moron would fall for this?
It's Santa Claus!
So, Ahmed, were you naughty this year?
Seriously?
Jose, what do you want for Christmas?
I cannot hold anything, so what's the point?
What do you want for Christmas?
I want you to cut off that damn candle. That's what I want.
A chance to meet the real Santa, because you just suck.
Oh, I know what I want.
What?
I would like for Santa to eat a Tic Tac.
I would like some of whatever Elon Musk is smoking.
I would like a silent night.
Well, there you go. That's the spirit.
No, seriously, a silent night. I want everyone to shut the hell up. I could use a sock to go with my shoe.
Yeah, that. That could happen.
Oh, camouflage thong underwear?
For the wife.
No.
I know what I want. I want a Peloton.
How are you going to start working out?
No, I want it for my wife because she's gotten fat.
Walter,
what? That's what the commercial says. What the hell?
Tear ducts, spleen, ligaments, you know, the basics.
Yeah.
In your wiener?
Aquaman.
Sorry.
Oh, you know, a lot of folks accuse me of missing a chromosome.
Really?
Yeah, so I'd like one of those 22 and me kits.
For Congress to stop all this crap and actually get to work!
A seat in the House of Representatives!
Aquaman,
oh come on, if Ilhan Omar can get one,
so can I!
For Christmas, what I really want is to know who killed Jeffrey Epstein. Because, you know, he was actually murdered.
I'm dreaming of some white privilege.
I think we're done here.
I'm just kidding. I'll take the Peloton.
To finally be loved and understood.
Oh. Silence! I kill you!
Feliz Navidad to all of Jews.
That would be Happy Hanukkah.
No, I just can't say Jew.
Oh, 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 here the voice comes. Salad, come here. Come here.
Come here.
Uh-oh, hi there.
What do you guys think?
Does your dad look like Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys want for Christmas?
A motorcycle I can drive on.
I have no idea what you just said.
A police motorcycle that he can drive on.
You understood that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you are like Santa Claus. And James, what do you want for Christmas?
A fire truck.
A fire truck?
A fire truck? A real fire truck? Are you going to put out fires?
No.
You're not, if you're a fireman, why are you not going to...
I'm going to get the toy fire truck.
A toy fire truck. You all right?
Yeah.
You're good boys, aren't you?
Yeah.
So the Christmas spirit has won you over?
No.
No.
Okay, maybe.
Can you wish Walter Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, fellas.
And a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thanks, you guys.
I think I'm going to cry. Kind of sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. All right, guys, one more thing.
What?
We're going to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Merry
Christmas.
That's great. You didn't talk at the same time.
Good evening. Merry Christmas. Infidels.
How are you, Ahmed?
No! Do not say my name.
Why not?
I'm incognito. I have now successfully blended into your society. Thanks to this master disguise.
You have on a disguise?
Silence! I kill you!
So, your disguise is this Christmas hat?
Don't say Christmas. It's a holiday hat.
Why can't I say Christmas?
You offend the other infidels.
You're afraid of offending people?
Yeah.
You're a terrorist. You kill people.
That's different. Killing folks is easy.
being politically correct is a pain in the ass.
But have you ever actually killed anyone?
Yeah.
Where?
In a video game. Grand Theft Camel! Hey! That's a great video game! Terrorists around the world love that game! My son loved that game!
Your son?
He's not around anymore.
Why not?
I'm a horrible parent.
Why?
I took him to take your kid to work day. It's not funny. My wife is still pissed at me. She came to the market and said, "Where's our son?" And I go, over there, and up there. Kids nowadays, they blow up so fast.
So, Ahmed, you're trying to impersonate someone?
I'm Santa Claus, dammit! I look just like him! I'm jolly! And I'm fat... ish.
You're not fat.
I am if I'm a supermodel. Screw you, that's funny!
Fat, whatever your big fat tummy.
It's over there, and up there.
You don't look anything like Santa Claus.
Well, I sound just like him.
What?
I can do his laugh perfectly.
Really?
Yeah, you want to hear?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Merry Christmas, I kill you! Happy Hanukkah! Not. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of dynamite.
Ahmed, Santa goes, ho, ho, ho.
That's what I said.
Ho, ho.
I don't have any lips, you ass.
Well, it's been a real doozy.
And we are thankful.
Who is? So Jeff is making us say what we are thankful for. I am, I'm thankful.
Can you come back to me? I need to ponder. Mom, do I have to do this?
I would like to thank Kim La 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 Harris for making me not look lazy. I'm thankful. Like, I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful I don't look anything like Joe Biden.
You still look just like him.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes.
No, I.
Face it.
Oh, sure. Damn.
Same guy.
I'm thankful that my kids are back in school. I was getting really tired of setting a good example.
I'm thankful that I haven't been canceled yet. It's not for the lack of trying. Ain't that right, Cracker? Cracker! Anyone? I'm calling Jeff a cracker. No one cares, dude.
I'm thankful for FedEx, because we ordered from China. Oh! COVID!
I'm thankful that in today's world, I now have the power to end Jeff's decades-long career with any simple joke. Two guys walked in a bar. One was white, the other was...
I'm not thankful. I'm not thankful.
Was white-er. I was going to say he was white-er. Calm down. If you filled in the blank on my last joke, there's a link above to take you to sensitivity training. Ha.
Are you done yet?
It tickles. I hope you're actually Kristen Stewart. Ooh, teeth, teeth, teeth. Wait, come back. No, come back.
And most of all, thanks to you, the fans, for sticking around with us and enjoying the laughs. Where the hell did a bat come from? What is this, China? I'm thankful for being retired from a real job because, you know, as an older, very experienced white man with a perfect work record, I'm completely unemployable. Just like you.
I'm thankful that Mariah Carey Christmas song isn't stuck in my head yet. And that's mainly because I still haven't gotten rid of Baby Shark Doo Doo Doo.
I'm thankful that so many of my associates made it safely to the U.S. through Mexico.
I'm thankful for...
I'm thankful for being back on tour so I can see all our great fans. Okay, not really. I'm just happy to be out of the house. Seriously, just out of the house. I can't take it anymore. The wife and I are together all the time. It's not right.
I'm thankful for all the chicks in my life, except that one guy named Stuart in a van. I swear to God, nothing happened. You're a catfish, Stuart. All I want for Christmas is you. Dude, I'm thankful for longer battery life. Now, who wants a beer? I do. Are we done yet?
I'm the ghost of Christmas presents. Yay! In fact, I have the Christmas present for you, Jeff. For me, yes. Larnell! What are you doing? It's okay, I already said it with Larnell. Larnell! Larnell! Don't yell at Larnell. I always yell at Larnell. Larnell! Oh, look, there it is. There's the Christmas present. Look. Larnell, you gotta help Jeff open it because one of his hands is occupied. You know, I don't know. You do a lot with one hand, don't you, Jeff? Stop it. Thank you, Larnell. Larnell. White guy's named Larnell. That makes no sense whatsoever. And his last name is White. What the f***? You know, you thought you were diversity hiring when you hired Larnell White, then that f*** showed up. Stop! The box!
Okay, so even the box is great. We made it like a little steamer trunk. It has stickers on it and a handle, easy to carry. And this can be for kids or adults.
Way to go, Jeff. You're doing great. Now show them the doll. Show them the dummy. Show them the dummy. It's a great dummy. It's so handsome. It's neat. It's neat. It's so great. Show them! Okay. Here it comes. Oh, look. It's a little peanut. Yeah. Oh, great. Tell them about it.
Okay, well, this is actually a very high-quality product. It's a legit ventriloquist dummy. It's not like a doll.
Not a doll.
No, there's not a...
No string in the back of the neck.
No, he's a hollow body.
Hollow body!
And there's a stick.
A stick!
It's called a head stick.
Head stick.
Yeah, and you can move it around.
There's a trigger!
Trigger on the stick, and you can make him move like that and make him talk, so it's great.
Okay, you gotta show him how it works. Show him. Just show him.
Show him?
Yeah, show him how it works. You just can't do it. Just show him.
Oh, all right.
Under the insanity for 10 years now. What did you do?
You want me to show him how it works?
Not pull his head off. What is wrong with you? Put it back. You are a sick man deep down.
Okay, so there he is. Anyway, like I said, a high quality product, and even the feet and the hands, I 3D scanned the real peanut.
Yeah, and now I have cancer. Anyway, okay, make him talk. What? Make him talk. Make him talk.
Okay, but that's ventriloquism.
Right.
It's not easy.
No.
A lot of practice,
right? Yeah.
I mean, first you have to learn how to talk without moving your lips.
Right.
And then you have to learn how to throw your voice.
Right.
And then you have to learn how to make your voice different, so, you know, not the same as yours.
Right.
And then you have to learn how to manipulate it and make him come to life. And
Jeff, you have to make the all talk.
Okay, I don't really do this. I just sell the dummy, but I guess I can figure this out. So once each, for each syllable... Okay, here we go. Okay.
Hi, look at me. I'm Peanut. I'm just sitting up here. I'm an ugly little guy. Look, I got a big purple head, and I got a green thing coming out on top of my head. I look like a pineapple gone bad. That's what I look like. Hey, look, I got only one shoe. Did I lose a shoe, or did I find a shoe? I'm so stupid. I don't know. Blah. Big ugly peanut. It's just me, little handsome peanut, talking to big handsome Jeff. We're just up here talking. Oh, look, exorcist. Blah, 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 blah.
Payback's a bitch.
Why don't you just go ahead and do the song?
I don't care. Okay. I'll do the song now. I need a note. So I know where the hell I am. You got a note for me, guitar guy?
You weren't even close.
Gosh, I wonder why. Look at my giant ears.
Can we have the note again?
Yeah, good. Didn't hear it the first time.
Dashing through the sand with a long strap to my back, I have a nasty plan for Christmas in Iraq. I got through checkpoint A, but not through checkpoint B. That's when I got shot in the ass by the U.S. military. Bombs, nine blew up, you see. Where are all the virgins that Bin Laden promised me? Oh, jingle bombs, your soldier shot me dead. The only thing that I have left is his towel upon my head. I used to be a man, but every time I cough, thanks to Uncle Sam, my nuts keep falling off.
Stop looking, you perverts! You can look at the dunk-a-dunk cheek. And I have an Irish wiener. It's magically delicious.
Okay, that's
that's funny. I give you that one. That was good.
My bombing days are done. I need to find some work. Perhaps it would be much safer as a convenience store night clerk. Oh, jingle bombs, jingle bombs. I think I got screwed. Don't laugh at me because I'm dead or I kill you.
There you go, Achmed. I must say, those were some of my favorite clips throughout the holidays. Thanks for helping. You're welcome. And now, we must tell you to like and subscribe and to comment and tell us which was your favorite clip in that video.
Okay, and come see us on the road.
Yes, come see us on the road. You can get tickets at jeffdunham.com.
Okay, thanks, Achmed.
Thank you. And my favorite Christmas quote, Yippee-I-O-Ki-Yay, motherfucker.
No, okay, Merry Christmas.